What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Lori Vallow has filed for a new trial, citing a host of reasons, but one of the main reasons is that the jury, according to her and her legal team, didn't follow the proper instructions of the judge. So, that juror who allegedly didn't follow instructions and who gave the interview previously is now giving another interview to Nate Eaton over at East Idaho News. So, let's dive into this article and hear the response from the juror in question. Headline, juror responds after Lori Vallow Daybell's attorneys ask for a new trial. This article was published by EastIdahoNews.com, and the author of this article is Nate Eaton. A man who served on the jury in Lori Vallow Daybell's case is responding to a motion filed by her defense attorneys asking for a new trial. Saul Hernandez, juror number 8, spoke with EastIdahoNews.com 5 days after he and 11 other jurors found Daybell guilty of murdering two of her children, Joshua J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. Daybell was also found guilty of conspiracy to commit the murder of Tammy Daybell, the former wife of Lori Daybell's husband, Chad Daybell. And there's no doubt in my mind what happened here, okay? I don't care about any technicalities. I don't care about any loopholes. There was nothing that occurred in that courtroom that could even be looked at or framed as Lori Vallow didn't have her constitutional rights protected. She most certainly did. She had a fair trial, and she was judged by a jury of her peers. And the evidence used by that jury to convict her was as strong as any evidence that I have ever seen. In the motion for a new trial Friday, Jim Archibald and John Thomas, Daybell's attorneys, claim Hernandez knew about evidence that wasn't presented during the trial and that instructions given to the jurors were confusing. So it's not that we found new evidence that proves that Lori Vallow Daybell is innocent. Oh, no, no, no. It is a technicality, a loophole. Oh, the juror had some information that he shouldn't have had, so we need a new trial. I hate to break the news to them, but what happened down in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, as far as Scotty David, juror 50, was way worse, and we saw what Judge Nathan did in that instance. Shut up, Ghislaine Maxwell, go eat your bologna sandwiches, and enjoy your 25 years. And I certainly don't see anything different happening here. What do you think, you're going to get a new trial? Based on what? The lawyers cite a portion of Hernandez's interview with EastIdahoNews.com, where he was asked about the efforts of law enforcement. Hernandez responded that police in Arizona had some significant red flags before and after Charles Vallow, Lori's fourth husband, was shot and killed by her brother, Alex Cox. We didn't consider this during our deliberations because it was clear to us. The instructions were clear. Arizona evidence and testimony is only for demonstrative purposes, Hernandez said. And look, you don't have to watch the documentary or read any news. We heard in the testimony what happened in Arizona. And that testimony was relevant because it showed previous crimes. So the whole entire line by Archibald here to try and get the technicality in play is not going to work out because there was no constitutional misconduct made by the prosecution. And without there being any sort of constitutional issue, then there's no way that Lori Vallow is going to find her way into a new trial. During the trial, Archibald and Thomas repeatedly objected to having evidence and testimony from the Arizona cases brought into Daybell's Idaho case. And we talked about it at the time. The whole reason for those objections was not to get them sustained. He knew, Archibald, that it wasn't going to happen. He wanted it to be on the record, so later on, when we get to this point, after, inevitably, his scumbag client gets convicted, he can come back and say, she didn't get a fair shake. And you can look at the report here, the transcript, and this is where I objected. And that's what these lawyers do. And they hope that, on a technicality, that they find some life for their client. And more times than not, it's a losing strategy. Unless, of course, the government didn't do the right thing. If the government didn't do the right thing and they shit on somebody's constitutional rights, well, they're going to find themselves in a predicament. But that's not the case here, in my opinion. And as far as the prosecution goes, I think that the prosecutors in Idaho, for this case, did a fantastic job. They came out swinging from the very beginning, and they landed some heavy blows right off the bat. And Lori Vallow and her defense team, they could never recover from that. And that's because the evidence was a mile high. When you have evidence like they had in the Lori Vallow case, it is impossible. And I don't care who your lawyer is to defend yourself against that evidence. So you have a few choices, right? You either plead guilty or you look for a technicality and a loophole. Lori Vallow should have just pled guilty. She knew she did it. We knew she did it. And even the angel Moroni knew she did it. In their motion, they argue evidence regarding Arizona was not admitted for demonstrative purposes, as Hernandez said, but was evidence to show some other reason other than bad character. No, it was to show bad character. I mean, her behavior, as far as what happened to Charles Vallow, is not relevant to what happened to her children. If she was capable of being involved in killing Charles Vallow, what would make anyone think that she's not capable of killing her children? Therefore, this is a cross-state investigation, including the FBI, so why wouldn't they wrap it all up in one and talk about all of it? Because these are just the facts, right? This is what happened. Charles Vallow was shot and killed, and he was shot and killed by Alex Cox. And now when you look back with hindsight, well, we kind of know why. And we know what the motivation was. And we know why Lori Vallow, Daybell, and Chad Daybell were on this collision course with disaster. It had to do with money, power, and sex, just like the prosecutors laid out in their opening statement. To confuse demonstrative evidence and character evidence is easy to do. Hence, the defense objections should have been sustained, the attorney wrote. They also argue that Hernandez referenced evidence in Arizona that was not part of the Idaho trial. We can only conclude that the juror relied on information not presented in court to reach his conclusion that Arizona dropped the ball and should have done more, even before Charles Vallow was shot and killed by Alex Cox, the attorneys wrote in their motion. Anybody who's following along here knows that the ball certainly was dropped. And all you have to do is listen to a little bit of the evidence, a little bit of what the testimony was inside of that courtroom, and I'm pretty sure you'd arrive at that destination. In a follow-up interview Tuesday, Hernandez said that he was not aware of the Arizona video and information until he watched Dateline NBC on May 14th, 2 days after the trial ended. Our original interview with him was conducted in Boise on May 17th. So again, even if he watched it after the fact, the trial's over. He can watch whatever he wants now. If he wants to sit around and watch Lori Vallow Daybell videos all day, that's his prerogative. Once the verdict was final and we were released from court on Friday, May 12th, as you can imagine, most people would have a bunch of questions in their mind, Hernandez said. On Sunday, my wife said, "Do you want to watch a new episode of Dateline?" And I said, "Cool, let's watch it." Obviously, I was intrigued, and that's when I learned in Arizona there's footage from an encounter with Charles where he is clearly telling the police that his wife has deemed him a zombie. To me, those were significant red flags about something that's not normal. Imagine being a police officer and this guy comes to you and tells you this, and then you bring it to your superiors and you end up siding with Lori Vallow like the officers down in Gilbert did. It is just bizarre to me. Lori Vallow's over here talking about having play dates with Jesus Christ and Charles Vallow's the crazy one. Jurors were prohibited from consuming news coverage of the case during the trial, but were allowed to watch and read whatever they want once a verdict had been reached and a judge dismissed them. Hernandez says he absolutely followed the court rules and was respectful of the jury instructions presented by District Judge Stephen Boyce. While Archibald and Thomas argue in their motion that those instructions were confusing, Hernandez says he and fellow jurors understood them. So who are you going to believe? Archibald, the defense attorney, or the jurors? And I always default believe what the jurors have to say. The defense attorney's paid to try and run a narrative. The jury's there to punch through that narrative and find the truth. And according to Mr. Hernandez and the other jurors, that truth is that Lori Vallow is guilty. I thought the judge gave us instructions through the trial, throughout the process, multiple times, and those instructions never changed, even up until the very last day, before the moment we were released to go and deliberate, he says. Those instructions were clear. And we used that set of instructions a number of times throughout the process of deliberation to go back and forth to make sure we understood exactly what the judge and the law and court allowed us to consider and what we were not allowed to consider. Hernandez says he was surprised his comments were mentioned in the defense's motion, although he expected Daybell to appeal the verdict. When I learned about the motion for a new trial, at first it didn't shock me because I remember during the trial at some point, one of the defense attorneys stated they plan to appeal this case, Hernandez said. Hernandez says despite the motion, he stands behind the jury's decision and does not think a new trial is needed. You're not the only one, Mr. Hernandez. We read through that. We saw the testimony. We saw the evidence. If anybody has ever been guilty, in my opinion, boy, it's Lori Vallow. My fellow jurors and I, we feel we did a very good job. We were fair to the process. We were honest to the process. And we didn't render our decision lightly in any of the charges, he says. We took our time when questions came up. We answered when we needed to take more time. And we took the time because we felt we wanted to be respectful of the entire process. We knew that at the end of the day, whatever decision we came up with, we need to stand by that decision and be okay with it. Archibald and Thomas asked Boyce to schedule a hearing so they can present oral argument. Prosecutors will be able to respond ahead of the hearing. So this is going to be a big bunch of nothing for Lori Vallow, in my opinion, and there's zero chance that she's going to get a new trial. But we'll keep following along, and we'll keep updating the catalog as relevant information comes in. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes with the episode can be found in the description box.